Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
What I'm excited about is that we're going to see in this study that there are many types of power in the world. One comes to mind is nuclear power. Another one comes to mind is solar power, right? Wind power. Yeah, there's all kinds of power. Your engine has power, okay? But hardly anyone talks about the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of God that lives in us. And when you've been truly born of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, He then empowers you to do something that you cannot do on your own. And so, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, God. And Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the screen right now. If you have your cell phones, turn them off, please, or put them on the silent. Amen. And here we go. I've entitled this morning's message, The Power of God That Lives in Us. The Power of God That Lives in Us. You know, a couple of days ago, one of my circuit breakers tripped. I go, why is it tripping? They just put a brand new one up there. I didn't realize that it was loose back there. And so I put it on the off and turned it back on, and I felt a spark. And that little spark had a lot of power. Because my whole finger was almost numb for a little bit. And if I would have not taken it off quickly, I probably would have dropped. And then, who knows what would happen then. But there's power everywhere, right? But let me just say this. When God fills you with His power, number one, when it first comes upon you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank you, Father. We're going to see in this lesson this morning how there are many attributes of the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to do many things in our life. But one of the greatest attributes of the Holy Spirit, that it's mentioned that He is the God of all comfort. Amen. The God of all grace. How many of you go through situations of life, and a lot of times we try to figure it out within ourselves, and God is saying, come unto me. Come unto me. So I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to start off reading verses 1 through 6. If you don't have your Bibles, it's on the screen. Praise God. I make sure that you read the Word of God. Why is it that we read the Word of God here? It's because the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. The Word of God does things in our life that we cannot see with our natural eye. But God's always at work when we read His Word by faith. So here we go. 2 Corinthians 13, 1 through 6, and it reads, Paul wrote to this church and said, this will be the third time I'm coming to you. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. I have told you before and foretell as if I were present the second time. And now being absent, I write to those things who have sinned before you and to all the rest, that if I come, I come again and I will not spare. Why did Paul write this before we get to the next verse? Because These were baby Christians that were still in sin, and they needed to be taught the Word of God. You see, they needed to learn sanctification. They needed to learn to grow in their faith. They needed to learn how to be now a child of God. And all they knew was their old world, their culture of the day. So let's read this in verse 3. Look at this. Since you seek a proof of Christ, speak it in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. You catching this? He's telling them that, yeah, you may be weak in the flesh, but God is mighty in you. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Wow. And so this is the key for us in the next verse, in verse 5. Look at this. Examine yourselves. Say that with me. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. When he says you are disqualified, it's basically saying, I remember my brother told me a while back, there's people that have badges, they're name badge Christians. I'm brother so-and-so, I'm sister so-and-so, but they've never been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. They're Christians by name only. That's what disqualified means. And God will disqualify those who are plain church and not the real church. Look at this. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified for those who are in the faith, those who have been born again, those who love God, and that there has been a change. How many can honestly say that when you gave and surrendered your heart, there was change that took place? Oh, come on. There was a change. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And you just didn't change your clothes. No. God did a supernatural heart operation. He did surgery on our heart, didn't he? Praise God. Now look at this, saints. Sometimes new believers think their lives will be easier now that they're saved. But this is not usually the case. I hope you know that. That's not usually the case. You see, in fact, we may experience even more challenges and problems. How many have you experienced those since you believed? That's right. We're not immune, are we? Trials and tribulations will come. Praise God. But it's how you seek the help is what matters. A lot of us run to our doctors. We got HMO and PPO. And yeah, well, when that shuts down, who do you go to then? Thank you, God. And that's when we could start wondering where God is or why he isn't answering our prayers as we hoped. How many believe that God does answer our prayers? And if we don't know which way to turn, saints of God, we might begin to feel overwhelmed and alone. And I've seen some depressed, like lonely and weary. Why? Because they didn't go to the power source. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't pay your SDG&E bill, you're not going to have no lights, right? Well, if you keep on ignoring God and not go to God, guess what? He will just stand back and wait till you come to him. You'll figure it out sooner or later. But saints of God, we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. And we are never truly alone because we have been promised a helper to dwell within us. And that is the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He's the ultimate helper. I hope you know that. Look at this. Look at this right up here. Let me go there. Before Jesus went to the cross, he told his disciples that he would send him a what? A helper. A helper. You see, the Holy Spirit is a member of the triune God, along with the Father and the Son. The three are one. Can I get amen? Amen. But God chose to live inside you. Now, I know to the mind of an unbeliever, to the unregenerated. When I mean unregenerate, they've never been born again. They can't comprehend that God, who spoke everything into existence, that God who created all things, chose to live inside you. They don't fathom that. They can't see that with their natural eye. This is why we need to have faith. Listen, we need to have faith the size of a mustard seed. Do we still have mustard seeds back there? Before you leave, on that table back there, they're like in little tiny vials. The little mustard seed, it's smaller than a pulga. Oh, there's one right there. Yeah. Oh, thank you, brother. Yes. Yeah. Don't you think there's something illicit in here? There's not. Yep, that's about the size of a flea, for those of you that don't know what a pulga is. But Jesus said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move a mountain. You'll be able to do the miraculous things that you cannot do on your own. But if God be for you, who could be against you? Greater is he that lives in us than he that is in the world. And so you got to understand that if God is for us, there's nothing too hard for God. I'm going to go back to our men's Bible study a couple of weeks ago. And I believe it was in Exodus chapter 18, verse 14. Yeah, in Genesis. Is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? Nothing, huh? And so instead of living in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit's power and provisions, some folks simply do the best they can in their own strength, and they wait day and day, and finally, where I'm just going to wait just to get to heaven and never tap into the source while we're here on earth. God has given us his power, and you got to understand it's supernatural. Can I get amen? It's a supernatural power, praise God. And so what happens is the person becomes dissatisfied. It becomes a dissatisfied life and a disappointment with God, and they start blaming God. Well, wait a minute. God is there for us. Look what I found here in 1 Timothy. Let's go here right now. Look at this. 2 Timothy 1, 8 through 12. Look at this. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the what?
Power
of God. You see, even though we go through sufferings, there's a power at work in our life. Praise God. Look at this in the next verse. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Before time began, he already thought of you and me, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. Before Jesus came, they call it the first advent. Before he came to Bethlehem and was born, no one knew about this type of power. No one knew about salvation. No one knew, because all the Jews did at the time, they did a sacrificial offering with animals to shed the blood as a temporary covering. But Jesus, hallelujah, came once and for all to die for our sins. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He shed his blood. And at that moment in time, those would come by faith, hallelujah, to believe who he is. And the moment your faith connects with God, hallelujah, the miraculous takes place. Praise God. Praise God. And look at this in verse 10. But has now been revealed. Been revealed. So when Jesus came on the scene, he revealed the plan to mankind. So now mankind's not in darkness. The light has come into the world. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Look what he did. He abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. It is the preaching of the gospel, hallelujah, that changes, hallelujah, our nature. Can I get amen?
Amen.
See, when God, hallelujah, comes upon someone and someone either watered or planted, then God will start giving the increase. Then God, hallelujah, all by himself will touch your most inner being. And when he touches your most inner being, he will quicken you to come alive. And when you come alive, hallelujah, you will see the cross then, hallelujah. And you will run to the cross. Can I get amen? See, right now, the cross is a reproach to many people. Right now, the cross, people don't want to see the cross. But when God opens up your spiritual eyes, hallelujah, you will see the cross that he died for you, and you will run and embrace it. Hallelujah. And he'll give you life and life more abundantly. Praise God. So Paul, look what he wrote here. Let's go back to Paul right here in his teachings in verse 11. To which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. He brought the word so you and I today can hear the word. Praise God. Look at this. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Saints of God, if you've been truly born of the Lord, hallelujah, you will contend for the faith. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. You know, when a boxer enters the ring, he's not there to lose. He's going to give it all he can to win that fight. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Can you win this fight? We are in a fight right now for the soul of this nation, and the enemy wants to try to destroy our own souls. But God is saying, rise up. Rise up. Rise up in faith. We need to preach the gospel. Can I get amen to every man, woman, and child? There's no time to rest. Jesus is about to return, and he's looking for you and I, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, to carry out the will of God. So he's looking for us. He's looking for you. He's looking for many around the world to stand up, to be the voice, hallelujah, to preach the gospel in season and out of season, even when you don't feel like it. Oh, that's right. Some of them, I don't even feel like coming to church today. There ain't no time for that. Get out of that pity party, whatever you want to call it. Quit wallowing in the mire and get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will strengthen you as soon as you walk in that door. Hallelujah. The presence of God will come upon you. Hallelujah. And strengthen you. And then you'll say, man, what was that all about? That was all Slewfoot trying to keep you home. Oh yeah, old Slewfoot wants to keep you home. He wants to render you useless. And so all we need to live the Christian life has been deposited within us. The Holy Spirit of promise, it's in us. And if we are willing to yield, saints of God, to the Lord, we may freely draw on the resources of God's Spirit. And there are many resources. Can I get amen? You see, Before we could never come to God. We could never come to God. It would always be a mediator of a type, a high priest. So back in the days of the kings, before Jesus came, the only way that you can have access to God was through a mediator, a high priest. He would go on your stead, but you would have to offer up something. In other words, pay for play. Yeah, because they had to go pay for that animal. Jesus had to abolish all that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed he abolished all that? And now we can come to the throne room of grace. Hallelujah. Freely. Oh, yeah. I got some word for that. Look at this. In Hebrews 4:16, look at this. Let us therefore, say that with me. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Woo, thank you, God. This is now. Hallelujah. When the worship, hallelujah, was going forth, and Sister Leah went down by the Spirit of God, started ministering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She didn't have to say, can I do this? No. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there's liberty. Can I get amen? Amen? Moved by the Spirit. And you'll know it's God because people will receive it with joy and gladness. Hallelujah. And one of the things that we are missing in life is this right up here. Jesus clearly stipulated this in John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How many of you can honestly say, I'm going through a situation, I'm a little fearful? Come on, don't be shy. We all. Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. I had a nurse practitioner come through the insurance that I had. They come like once every 2 years. They take a minor checkup in your home. They did everything. And she was going, well, this and this, and you know, and you get this and this. I said, you don't know my God. Ask this to Yolanda. I was preaching the gospel to this girl. I said, if this body fails me, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Can I get an amen? Well, that's right. Yeah, I know we're the temple. Yeah, I know we're supposed to care. We do the practical thing, right? But then God comes in and does a supernatural thing. Hallelujah. When you need a healing for your body, he'll heal you. Come on. When you need a word and wisdom, he'll give you a prophetic utterance. Yes. Praise God. So look at this right up here, saints. What is the work of the Holy Spirit? What is it? First and foremost, what comes to mind and why he came? When Jesus went to heaven to sit on the right hand of his Father, he says, I go and I send what? The Comforter, right? But the first thing he does when he came to this world, he didn't come to say, hello, how you doing? Oh, look how cute you are. No, he didn't do that. He convicts us of sin. That's why. Because we're fallen creatures. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so he first had to open up our understanding that we were a lost people in need of a God. Not gods, a need of the one and truly God. Can I get amen? And look at this. Look right up here. John stipulated it best. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. You see that? And of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. So he first has to initiate that communication with mankind. Oh, that's right. Then you're going to find out how he's loving. You'll find out that he's good, that he's the God of all comfort. But when he first arrived, he had to convict the world of sin. Can I get amen? You see, saints, first of all, he makes us realize that we are all sinners. Can I get amen? I hate to give you this news, but if you feel that you don't sin, the Word of God says then, the Bible says then you are a liar. Don't throw tomatoes right now at me. I'm only saying what God says in his Word. Praise God. And we're sinners in need of salvation. Can I get amen? And God gives us an opportunity now to repent. And to turn to him by faith. Can I get amen? Aren't you so blessed that he made a way? But even after salvation, saints of God, he continues to convict us when we fall short to live holy, sanctified unto him. Listen, aren't you so blessed that he deals with us personally? He deals with us personally. He doesn't administer any type of discipline to one person for the same thing, maybe. No, it's individual. He'll show you why. This is what I love about God. He shows us our innermost being. He shows us the error that we're in. And then after we confess it, after we repent from it, after we give it to God, then he comes and starts to comfort us and bless us and strengthens us. Here's another attribute that some people fail to see is this. He seals us. Yes. Hallelujah. How many so blessed to know he seals us? Oh, come on. He seals us. You see, I know there's two camps. There's the Arminian camp, and then there's the other camp, which I believe it's the once saved, always saved. What's the name of that camp? It'll come to me. But anyways, there's two camps. And I like to point where we're at, right dead in the center. We're right dead in the center. Can I get an amen? And I'll tell you why. Because how many believe God's word is true? When you read God's word, he cannot lie to us. Can I get amen? Look what Ephesians 1:13 says right up here. In him, who? Christ, capital H, him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The gospel of your salvation. We are saved through Christ alone and him alone. Can I get amen? In him also having believed, you were sealed. Look at this. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Who is the what? The guarantee of our inheritance. God guarantees our inheritance. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. There's some folks, when someone dies, they're left with just the toaster. That's it. This is for my nephew. Now he won't burn his toast. This is a nice toaster. But God, the inheritance he has given the saints is beyond human comprehension. Paul said it best, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things that God has prepared to those who love him. And what he has prepared for us is mind-boggling. Oh, that's right. It's going to be beyond comprehension. Just think of the most wonderful time that you ever had. You probably had many, but name one that you have had on this earth since you've been alive. And then compound that by a trillion times more of what heaven's going to be like. Beyond comprehension. And he's the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Okay, what does that mean? As you turn to your brother and sister in here, we are the redeemed. Can I get amen? So we've been bought with a price. God has bought us through his blood. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has purchased you. God has purchased you. Look at this. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. We are his possession now. Can I get amen? We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So when he comes back, he's coming back to those he bought. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it's to the praise of his glory. Aren't you so blessed? It's all the praise of his glory. Saints, in those days, a seal was used to authenticate, show ownership, and to protect. The Holy Spirit seals us in Christ as children of God who are now under his divine protection. Can I get amen? Amen. We're under his divine protection. Praise God. I'm so blessed to know that we are under his divine protection. Did you know that the gates of hell cannot prevail against you anymore? Oh, that's right. What is Isaiah saying? Any weapon formed against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, God will condemn it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will. You're going to have naysayers. You're going to have haters. Yeah, there's haters. They're going to come against you. Some will even do the spin doctor on you. But you know what? Love them. Pray for them. Don't engage. They want you to engage. No, don't engage. But let me just say this. God will take care of them. God will take care of them. Hallelujah. That's right. If you're a child of God, we're the guarantee of his possession. So no weapon form is going to form against us. Can I get amen? Amen? The court system, the law, everything. When God is your advocate. When he becomes your attorney. Hallelujah. I don't care what you've done. Yeah, you may pay for the price. Yeah, but guess what? He'll come and redeem that situation. Oh, Jesus. Come on. Is Jesus good? Give him a... Come on. Is he worthy? You see, this seal we just talked about can never be broken. Not even God will break that seal. The devil can't. However, this doesn't mean that we can sin without consequences. Can I get an amen? It doesn't give us a license to sin. We still need to walk in obedience. Can I get an amen? That we would walk in the fullness of Christ. If you want to walk in the fullness, then just obey him. Just obey him. Can I get an amen? Because, listen, how many of you have ever been to the whooping shed? Huh? Have you been to the whooping shed before? Listen, when God puts me in there, I don't like it. I said, God, when are you going to get me out of this place? It's all right. I got to teach you something. That's right. We all got to be taught by God. And sometimes those lessons hurt. They hurt. But guess what? I'd rather fall on the rock than the rock to fall on me. Can I get an amen? If you miss Wednesday night, those, hallelujah, that fall on the rock receive mercy and grace and forgiveness and salvation. But if the rock falls on you, he says, I'll turn you into powder. Wow. Wow. So the word of God confirms that if we do slip, trip, fall short, and sometimes we do it deliberately, then this is what he says he would do. Look at this. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. And you can put daughters in there too, Hebrews 12, 5 through 8. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. So when we get chastened every now and then, it's because he loves us. He doesn't hate us. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. And scourges every son from whom he receives. Wow. Wow. Look at this. Now, God always puts this so that he has remedy. Aren't you so blessed that God has remedy? He has resolve. There's an end game. There's a fix. Oh yeah, God will always have a fix for us. Look at this in verse 7. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. How many are so blessed to know that you're a child of God? For what son is there whom the Father does not chasten? Ask yourself, fathers in this room, and those of you that are watching. When they get out of line, what do? Some of us have to take the Board of Education to the seat of their understanding. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. We have to. And I know there's laws. No, you know, here comes the city or the county. Here they come. No, that's my right. To distribute that when it's needed. And not to brutally beat them up. No, a spanking, that's what that those two rubber things are behind you for. They're just for that. Teach them and correct them. But look at this. But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate. Illegitimate. What is the King James says? That word illegitimate. See, this is the New King James Version, but the King James Version says bastards. No, it's not a curse word. It means that you don't have a father and mother. You're basically up for adoption. Wow. So now, we'll move on now from sealing us that he indwells us. Look at this. He indwells in us. Aren't you so blessed that the Holy Spirit chooses to live inside you? I know for some people, they can't fathom that. What do you mean? Yes, he actually enters into your being, and he comes alive. I remember when I first got filled with the Holy Ghost, oh my gosh, the corners of my mouth were pinned like this to my ears, and I was like, oh my God. And then I used to always ask myself, and I used to ask people, I go, there's somebody inside me smiling for me. And then I go, and there's someone inside me. I'm looking out through someone else's eyes. It wasn't Twilight Zone-ish, but it was incredible, supernatural, because it was, for 30 years, that was never there. And now when the Holy Ghost came in, hallelujah, he has taken up residence. Can I get an amen? Whoo, thank you, God. Look at this. In Romans 8, look at this. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. No, but in verse 13, but if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. And what are the deeds? The opposite of the fruit of Spirit. So what is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, gentleness, kindness. The opposite is haters, fornicators, adulterers. Oh, come on. A life that we once rolled in. And now we've been delivered. And now we are the sons and daughters of God by faith. Hallelujah. We are no longer the same. Can I get an amen? Praise God. And now we can help others by teaching them, raising them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, giving them wisdom and insight of how God would rather prefer we live, hallelujah, than the culture of the day. See, the culture of this world, this woke culture, wants to cancel you out. He wants to cancel everything good about God that's doing in you. But we need to rise up, hallelujah. In the days we live in, can I get amen? Just rise up. Hallelujah. And what I love about the Holy Spirit is he teaches us. He is the great teacher. Can I get amen? Amen. My goodness. He teaches us the things that honor him. He teaches the things that give him praise, glory, and honor. He teaches us how to live and how we communicate with one another. He teaches us not to backbite and gossip and cheat anymore. Can I get amen? He teaches us how to love and to give of ourselves. He teaches us how we can survive in this culture that we live in with the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Can I get amen? Well, where does it say that, preacher? Right up here. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Can I get amen? Amen. He alone will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things I have said to you. See, here's the key. Learn to read your Bible. Be in Bible study, men and women's Bible study. Go online if you can catch it online. Sunday mornings, learn the word. You know why? Because when you are faced with a trial, hallelujah, and you don't know where to turn to, you turn to God, and then he will bring back the remembrance, hallelujah, of the scriptures that have been embedded in you. He downloads them. When you read them, it's a download. Can I get amen? God gave us this to look and to read, and then he downloads it in his from his Spirit into yours. Hallelujah. So one of your enemies rises up against you. Oh, man, here comes Isaiah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue, hallelujah, that rises up, God will judge it. And you just walk away. Walk away. Don't engage. Can I get amen? That's not going to get you anywhere. But a fist fight And you may be ran off into jail. But then they let you out right away anyway nowadays. Saints, because he is God, the Spirit is a teacher who surpasses all other things on this planet. How many are so blessed to know that? Hallelujah. The Bible is an amazing treasure of God given to us. You know what I love about, I forgot what sister, after service, she comes and takes my whole sermon. Here. It's on my computer. I worked it. I printed it. You can take it. Take it. You know why? That shows me that that sister's hungry for the word. She wants to download that in her soul. She wants to remember what it was spoken about. Can I get amen? And that's a blessing to see someone hungering for God's word. We need to hunger for his word. Why? Because this is what he does. He reveals the truth to us. Listen, we've been lied to so many times. We've been lied to. I don't know if you caught that balloon that was coming across the country, but someone's been lying to us. Someone's been lying to us. And then four others got shot down. Okay, so now the Holy Spirit's at work right now. And he's bringing to my mind that we could all just take time out right now and pray for Turkey and Syria.
Yes.
There's 25,000 right now that have perished. And let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, have mercy over there, God. Lord, there's some over there that love you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray for more bodies to be found that are alive. Oh, God. And I pray for those, oh, God, Lord, that this would be an opportunity that someone will preach the gospel to them. Lord, send Christian teams there, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, that you would have mercy, mercy, mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Saints of God, we're living in radical times. Radical times. Jesus said in the last days, we will see all these things. And we're seeing them right now. Earthquakes in many places. Wow. And so, God reveals truth to us. Aren't you so blessed? Look what Paul wrote to 1 Corinthians. Look at what he said. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Man can tell you all day long all kinds of things, but the power of God, when God speaks, things move. Can I get amen? Things are transformed. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's utterance will come forth, and he will change your atmosphere. Can I get amen? Listen, those of you that are filled with the Holy Spirit, you ever walked into a meeting, someone, you know, just a work meeting, a school meeting, whatever, and the whole atmosphere changes? You know why? Because you bring that anointing with you. And it fills that room where you're in with the glory of God. Hallelujah. And guess what? Because God has anointed you, appointed you, and approved you, you will walk in and God will open up a little sliver, a crack, and then you're going to start talking about Jesus. Come on. Oh, yes, he will. Yeah. Listen, that's what happened when that nurse came. She got an earful, and then she didn't want to leave. And she kept getting calls. She said, I got three more people I got to see, but I don't want to go. Hallelujah. You know why? Because there was peace and joy in our living room. The Holy Ghost was there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the presence of God was there. Praise God. And she didn't want to leave that environment. Hallelujah. And she was going through her own issues. I believe she had lupus. Her kidneys were failing her. I said, come and let us lay hands. Let us pray. And I'm praying. Maybe she'll come to the healing rooms. You never know. You never know. But it has to be God. And we know that God's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And so what is promised here is divine knowledge, which reaches far beyond ourselves throughout this universe. And God's word is forever settled in heaven. Can I get amen? Amen. God cannot change. He says, I change not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, let's move on. He guides us. How many of you need sometimes to be guided? Well, the Word of God tells us straight out in John, look at this. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you. You catch that? He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you of things to come. See, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, He'll give you prophetic utterances. He'll give you a word. He'll give you a vision. He'll give you a dream. Hallelujah. When we were praying, God gave me a word for our brother. That came out of the blues. But when God speaks, man, you know it's Him. Because that thought will just come out of nowhere. Hallelujah. Because you're operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen? So we are open to Him. Hallelujah. We're open to Him. Praise God. Praise God. Now, how many of you love fruit? Some of you like what? Oranges, apples. Hallelujah, right? Now, you don't like rotten bananas, right? You don't like bruised and pruned apples, do you? With the little worms sticking out. Picking out. So, the Holy Ghost does this. He bears fruit through you. He bears fruit. That's right. That's right. Yeah, some of us are bananas. No. But He bears fruit. And He produces wonderful fruit. Can I get an amen? And you're all thinking something that comes from Sprouts, right? Or Trader Joe's or Costco. No. It's always the issues of the heart. So this is what He brings. Look at this. Right up here. But the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. When He says that, He closes that clause right there, and such there is no law, meaning there's no ending to it. It's beyond what you see. You know how you can see the Milky Way through the Hubble telescope, and beyond that is trillions and trillions of galaxies? Well, guess what? That is beyond that. Because He is the epitome of love. There's no darkness in Jesus. There's no darkness in the Holy Spirit. He brings love. And when we opened up about the conviction, it's because He loves, hallelujah, His creation, that we would turn to Him. Praise God. And although Christ's disciples had been with Him and heard Him teach for 3 years, 3.5 years, they only had memories after He was gone. That was it. He just had memories. But they wrote them down. They wrote them down. So how many of you can honestly say that he has equipped you with certain gifts? I'm not going to put no one on blast in here, but I've seen some of you operate in the most beautiful prophetic gifts. The reason why I won't name that, because we don't want to boast in each other.
Right.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
But I've seen it. I've seen some beautiful gifts operated. Hallelujah. And God gets all the glory.
Yes,
you see, He reminds us. What does He remind us of? He reminds us that the Father will teach us all things. We just read that, didn't we? But now I want to go to this. He equips us with spiritual gifts. That drawing right there is a spiritual gift. And I don't want to toot her horn, but I can't do that. Can you? But when God enables someone to do that, it becomes beautiful in the sight of God. It becomes beautiful in the sight of men. Can I get amen?
Yeah.
Look, and we're gonna close with two more, because I know we have the healing. Oh, we got some food too, yeah, in the fellowship hall. Oh yeah, the chicken sandwiches. I had a taste of them. But look at this. Look what Paul wrote. Paul wrote to the church. There are diversities of gifts, but it's the same spirit. So what we saw today, we saw an operation, a prophetic of laying of hands. That's a gift. Can I get amen? We saw that, right? And so there are many types of gifts. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. It's all God. And there are diversities of activities, but is the same God who works all in all. I'll tell you one thing. This worship team is gifted. Can I get amen? Every one of them. We are so blessed, hallelujah, that they take their time out to be here to worship the King so that we can enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this in verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. It's for all of us. They use their gifts so that we can be edified and be built up. Praise God. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healings by the same Spirit. Look at this. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gives specifically a gift to you to bring first him glory and honor, and then to bless the saints of God and even unbelievers. Some unbelievers say, I got to see it first. That's all right. And I'm going to end with this. He empowers us. He empowers us. Now, I believe the main empowerment, and I did a word search, I looked, I studied, I prayed, I said, God, what is the power for other than the gifts that we've seen, other than how we operate? One main thing, and I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, if they want to come up. One main thing, hallelujah, that the power does is found in the book of Acts, chapter 1. Look at this. It's right up here. But you shall receive what? Popcorn? Peanuts? Cracker Jacks? No. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So I need you to see this in the spiritual realm. Some of us may never have an opportunity to go to Judea, Samaria. But guess where your Judea and Samaria is? Your neighbor next door. Can I get an amen? The person down the street. The person you run into in the market. Your friends, your family members. The power of God comes upon you, hallelujah, to do a mighty work. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. How many of you want to be filled with His power? Just one? How many want to be filled with His power? Thank you, God. You see, because only He can fill us. Only He can fill us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because God says in His Word, right up there, look at that. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. I'm going to ask those who raise their hands just to come up to this altar right now. And we want to just corporately pray for each and every one of us. And those of you that have the faith to believe that God will do something supernaturally, start praying right now. Start praying right now for them. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. That's right. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Nobody's going to bite you up here. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Where's my prayer warriors? They left? Oh, okay. Praise God. Amen. Yes. Yes. I'm going to give a little more time right now because I've seen some more hands that went up. And come on down. I feel God going to do something right now. Something. He's going to touch your innermost being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We want more of you. We hunger for more of you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find.
Jesus.
Father, we're coming and seeking. We want more,
yes,
Father.
Mm. Thank you, God.
We're hungry, Father.
Yes. Yes.
We know we could be operating in your fullness, Father.
Yes. Fullness. Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.